Hint, welcome to Comic Culture, the radio show that champions the local comic book shop. We're broadcasting at 93.3 CFMU McMaster Radio, podcasting at comicbookdaily.com and getthepointradio.com. I am Walter DeRaglia, Overstreet Price Guide Advisor.
And I am Chris Owen, professor at Hamilton's Mohawk College.
You are a ham, Chris.
I am. I was going to say that. I didn't mean to say
Chris
that.
Chris Owen, ham at large.
I got a million of them, folks.
Chris is here all week, folks.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Yeah. Chris, musicless.
Musicless.
Rudderless.
I know.
Sheckyless show.
You know, it's going to be a great show.
Hey.
Woo. Sorry, I didn't mean to say it like that.
You know,
Shecky is not going to be around today, unfortunately. He is off at, I don't know, where did he go?
He never says.
No.
I think he's at an AA meeting.
Yeah, probably. You know, and there's nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong at all.
No.
Nothing wrong at all. But we're here. We're going to carry through, fight through, fight the good fight.
Yep.
We're going to produce it ourselves. And you know what?
I figured
it couldn't be worse than they are already.
Hey, you know what? We're kicking it old school. Because you know what? When
kicking
you and I first started this
school.
like 5, 6, 10 years ago, uh-huh. whatever it was, we never had music. We didn't have anything.
When we were kids, Chris, we never had music.
We used to record
What do you think?
We recorded it with nothing but a tin can and a string.
That's right. I used the cow's tail. I don't know what that means.
I don't know.
Okay.
But I'd kind of like to see that.
Yeah.
All right, listen. We're going to go straight into – we are here to champion for the local comic book shop.
That's what we do.
That's what we do. We talk about comic books. We talk about comic book industry. And you know what? We are going to go straight into new this week. Because every Wednesday, for those in the know,
uh-huh.
every Wednesday the new comic books come out at your local comic book shop. So it is the happening place to go to.
Right. And new this week is brought to you by your local comic book shop.
Nice.
The best place to get comics that are new this week.
Yeah, it's probably the only place, but definitely the best.
Oh, then it's by default the best.
Absolutely. And you know what? It's kind of like a mini Christmas every week.
It is.
Only, I mean, not religious reasons aside.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it's because there's always new stuff that comes out every week. It's like,
right.
you know, cool, fun, mm-hmm. new packaging. And anyways,
mm.
we're going to get right into it. I'm going to start out this week with, because we have no production value here, we're going to go straight to the Odd Man Out with the Dark Horse Comics Grindhouse Drive-In Bleed Out, number one. Now, this is Dark Horse has been producing these Grindhouse comics. And they're harking back to the 1970s Grindhouse movies,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yep.
And so a little schlocky, a little bit fun. Yep. And this one's called Sleigh Ride, Part
Sleigh
One.
Ride.
Sleigh Ride. Sleigh Ride.
Take it easy.
So this harkens back to, you know, like those like Santa Claus Conquers the Martians. Well, maybe not mm-hmm. that one, but like, you know, schlocky Santa Claus type movies.
Yep.
So this is Sleigh Ride. And surprisingly enough, maybe I shouldn't say surprisingly enough, it has really good comic value. Like it's got great art. It's got a nice schlocky story to it.
Schlock.
Because
I like the way you say schlock.
Schlock.
Schlock
it's
it to me.
Got clowns and Santa Claus and I just love it. I love everything about it.
That's Sleigh Ride.
Sleigh Ride.
Number one, part one, from Grindhouse Dark Horse, available at your local comic book shop today.
Perfect. All right. Next up on Hit Parade, we've got, I just had to choose this comic because I love the cover. This is the new Suicide Squad from DC, and this is issue number four. It's got an amazing cover that features Harley Quinn and Black Manta and Deadshot on it. Now, the story inside is still good, but man, it's not nearly as good as the cover makes it out to be. Story's got like characters like the Deathstroke type characters as well and that kind of thing. I don't want to spoil it for anybody, but it is a good read, but I just loved the cover.
That is a great cover.
Yeah.
Now, Walt,
yo. As a comic book,
you always make me nervous when
I know,
you start off.
I know, I'm
it.
Sorry, okay. but as a,
I'm
as,
sweating
as a Price Guide advisor,
uh-huh.
would you say that that could possibly be a cover that people might be interested in looking for in the future?
Yes,
you know, it's a clean cover.
Mm-hmm.
It's got,
and the principal on it is Harley Quinn, and she's looking fine,
right? Right,
and she's packing heat,
yeah.
And the guns she's carrying, too, are really
big.
She's
got big guns.
Yeah.
She's got big
and,
guns.
And the bullets. Check the bullets. Holy Christ. Yeah, the size of them. Look at them.
See the... Well, you know what they say? In order to have big guns, you need to have big bullets.
Right. Well, yeah. She's got them both.
Yeah. Well, it's true.
So, yeah, it looks really, really cool. It's a good cover. It's a cover that is eye-catching.
Right. Okay. I just want to point this out to our listening audience because they can't see this.
Right.
As soon as I started talking to Walt about evaluating the comic, he's now holding it in a completely different way. At first, he was kind of manhandling it, but then when he starts to evaluate it, he holds it by his little fingers.
That's right.
And he kind of focuses on the angle.
The price guide advisor kicks in.
I know. You know, I like
the
that.
Comic grader.
I like that.
Right.
I like it.
Hey,
I like it.
Suicide Squad number 4. Available at your local comic book shop today.
Okay. Next up, we have to talk about this. So,
well, of course we do.
This is all new Captain America number 1. And this is now the new Captain America with the Falcon taking over the reins as Captain America.
Right.
Now, this is by...
This is much hyped, much talked about.
Yes.
Much blued. Balued.
Yes.
Yeah.
So basically here, I'm going to read you the first couple.
So Flip Wilson is the...
his name's not Flip Wilson. It's, what's his name? Sam Wilson.
Sam Wilson. Sam Wilson. Yeah, but it was his nickname in high school.
Right, sure.
Yo,
sure.
Flip!
Okay, so hold on. Let me just read to you what it says here.
All right.
So when Steve Rogers finally escaped Dimension Z, both Ian and Steve's true love, Sharon Carter, were left behind. Upon his return, Captain America fought the Iron Nail, who drained Steve of the super soldier serum that kept him youthful and strong, causing him to rapidly age. No longer able to wield the shield, Steve passed the mantle of Captain America to his longtime friend and colleague, Sam Wilson, a.k.a. the Falcon.
Nice.
Okay, so hold on a second here. For people that are not comically inclined.
Yes.
Maybe you're listening to the show and you're standing.
Well, how do I get on this station? How do I get it off?
I'm trying to eat my Subway here and all of a sudden this stupid show's on the air. Sam Wilson is African American.
Yes.
So this is sort of a big to-do because all of a sudden now we have an African American as Captain America,
sure,
which we've never had before.
Right.
So this, again, if this might be another one of those comics that I'm going to bring you back to your Overstreet Price Guide advisory, and perhaps this is something that people might want to invest in because we've never seen it before.
Yes. Sure. The thing, though, is comics are in a good place now where anybody can be anything.
Right.
And we all love it as long as the storytelling is good. And so Mr. Wilson as Captain America is perfectly plausible and acceptable.
Absolutely.
So the shock value of, I don't know, Miguel O'Hara or whatever,
right,
being the first kind of Latin Spidey in 2099, that was like 20-something years ago. I was like, whoa, wait a minute, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, all that's come and gone. Since then, we've had Miles Morales. Since then, we've had the female Thor. So on and so forth. So many old boundaries, taboos. They're not taboos, but
broken.
Whatever.
They've
already been broken.
Yeah, yeah,
so, but like in the canons of comics,
right?
I won't even say sidekick. The partner of the hero,
right?
Somehow always ends up being the hero.
Yes,
you know, you're Robin ended up being Batman.
Yep, yep,
Bucky ended up being Captain America.
That's right. That's right.
Falcon for a while was Captain America's right hand man. So
that's
you
right.
know that Falcon was going to end up being Captain
that's a great
America.
Point.
It's like
that's a great point.
You know, just yeah. So I don't know.
Very interesting. Very interesting.
So yeah. Captain America. It's a good looking book. It's a good cover. Very kind of dynamic and dramatic. Very patriotic.
I like it.
It's all new Captain America number 1. And it's available, hopefully, at your local comic book shop today.
If it's still there. You might have to run out and grab it.
It's one of those ones that people will grab a couple of them for posterity's
sake. Right. That's right. So now, normally this is the point of the show.
Oh, this is also where I have to say that the 6 you've picked are just a few of the thousands of new this week books that are available at your local comic book shop. So head in to your local comic book shop.
Now, this is, as I was going to say, this is normally the part of the show where we would have music.
Mm-hmm.
However, we are productionless today.
We are music to people's ears anyway.
We really are.
We are.
You know, I would say something about
harmony and
let's make beautiful music together.
Okay.
Oh, wait a second. Sorry.
That
probably came out wrong.
Yeah, it did. Trust me. I'm really uncomfortable right now.
My job is done. All right, listen. You know what? There's no music today. Unless we can sing. Do you want to sing something? No, let's not sing. So let's go straight to, what are we talking about, $6 billion man?
Yeah, let's talk about this.
All right, go ahead.
So, Chris, this is my time more than your time. I grew up loving $6 million man. Steve Austin, astronaut. A man barely alive. We have the technology to rebuild him better than he was before. Faster,
nice.
Stronger, whatever the heck. I forget all the things. So it was really cool. It was a great show.
Did you know the $6 million man was the first time they showed an LCD watch?
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow. Those are those red ones?
Yeah, those were.
It's like it weighed 2 pounds. And all it did was just have like full time wrong, right?
That's right.
So $6 million man is getting a reboot, like it should.
Yeah, absolutely.
And of course, being a reboot of it's now a $6 billion man.
Well, of course, has to be, yeah.
And Mark Wahlberg is getting the nod to play Steve Austin.
Oh, and it's a movie.
Yeah.
For some reason, I was thinking it was going to be a TV show.
Oh.
But it's a movie. Okay, right.
Yeah,
okay,
no, it's a movie. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. And so Mark Wahlberg is going to play Steve Austin. And I don't know, man. I think it's going to be – I don't know. I mean, you've had RoboCop. Like, where are they going to go with this? This is my worry, right?
Because
it was kind of – they made him more human than Cyborg in the show.
Right.
He was very kind of human-esque.
Right, yes.
Like very, you know, you can't tell.
No, he was like a human that just could do extra
things. Had some things that you didn't even know he could do.
Yeah.
Whereas like a RoboCop, the guy's like a half robot.
But that was the genius of the first RoboCop, right? It was like the first RoboCop, he kind of had feelings still, but not really. He was struggling.
Yeah.
The second RoboCop, it was just boring, right?
Yeah.
It was just a super robot kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, and you make a good point because there are all these movies that are getting rebooted and remade again later on.
Yeah.
Now, some of them do very well. Some of them just tank, though, right? And I have a feeling that this could tank.
I'll draw a comparison here to another Mark Wahlberg vehicle. And it, when you overdo a remake, it sucks.
Right.
And I'm going to go to Planet of the Apes.
Right, yes.
Now, they try to just kill us with kind of better costumes, better effects, better graphics, better this. They forgot about the storytelling.
Yeah, absolutely.
Then you go to that next one, the Dawn of the Planet of the Apes, where the monkey, Caesar.
Caesar.
That was more like, you know, above and beyond, obviously, the CGI of the monkeys.
Yes.
It was set in a town. It was very relatable. Yeah, relatable.
Yeah,
and it was about the storytelling.
Yeah.
And I hope they don't forget this. I hope they don't overdo the $6 billion man and
make him too bionic.
Give us a human story. Give us a human element. Give us human surroundings. Don't make it all futuristic and stupid.
I hear you. Yeah.
It'll work.
Is this supposed to be, I don't think it says in here, but we don't know if it's supposed to be set in today's time or if it's supposed to be set in like, you know, 40 years from now even, but it seems like it's meant to be set in today and it just seems like, I don't know, unless it's, as you say, done well enough with the human aspect, I think it's going to take.
Yeah. I'm excited about it. I think it's a good idea.
Think so?
Yep.
Well, okay, but hold on. So Dynamite Entertainment has been doing $6 million man comic books for like 6 years now.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Haven't read a one.
Neither have I. Oh. I don't know. I just don't know.
But there's another example. And I mean, first of all, they've been printing for a few years, so that tells me there's demand for a few years, enough to keep it going.
Right.
But there's another beautiful little example of properties that are the flame is being kept by comic books.
Right. And you know what? And Dynamite does a very good job, if nothing else, at taking licensed products and giving what the fans want.
Right.
Right.
Yes.
So.
They take license with their fans.
They really do.
Yes.
All right, let's keep moving along here.
Okay. So, Chris, this one is I wanted your opinion on the new Star Wars movie title.
Right.
It's called The Force Awakens.
I think it's a terrible title.
You do?
Well, come on. Okay, it says The Force Awakens. I'm pretty sure the Force has never been gone.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That's my problem with it. That's like saying, well, okay, Luke never really had the Force because it awakens. Like, I don't understand. Now, maybe awakens is just the bad term. It should have been like, you know, expands or Force, you know, I don't know.
Okay, okay. Tell me you haven't used that line before. You're lying in bed with the missus and all of a sudden, honey, the Force awakens. I don't want to hear about it.
Go
to bed.
I don't want to hear about it.
Yeah. Well, no, I mean.
No, usually it's something wicked this way comes.
Hello. Now, like always, I'm privy, because I'm so connected.
You are. Yeah. You are.
I'm privy to internal memos.
Right.
And I got one from the.
From the Star Wars people?
Disney Studios
nice.
Star Wars people. Because
nice.
They had a box of about 27 or 17 titles that they were
okay.
working on.
Oh,
right?
And, so
and they went with the Force Awakens.
That's the one they chose.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
But there were a few close calls.
What else did they come up with?
These were argued at a meeting.
Okay.
Can you picture all the Star Wars people? Yep, it's like a Jedi Council.
Now is Yoda going to be there too?
No. These are suits.
I know. Okay.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I missed the joke. So here's a few... titles that they proposed, but they chose not to
use. Let's hear it. Yeah,
okay.
Let's hear it.
It's a Wonderful Force. they thought that wouldn't go.
That's the Jimmy Stewart.
Yeah. Something About Leia.
Oh, well, yeah.
Yeah.
But the
either.
Problem with that is with Luke being the head of the movie, you know.
Yeah. How about this one? I kind of like this one. Obi-Wan, Darth Lost.
It took me a minute to understand that one.
Well, apparently nobody at the meeting understood it. Because
that one tanked, yeah.
Boy,
yeah.
This bit's in trouble already, Chris. I think those were my best ones.
No. They're all good.
Wee Willy Wookie. That never got any play.
Now, how would the main star of that movie sound?
That's his voicing approval, by the way.
Right, okay.
Hey, Force 10 from Tatooine.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah,
I like that.
That didn't get it.
No.
Hans and Fett.
I'm not too sure where that one's going. Kind of like this bit.
Okay. This one was provocative, I thought.
Oh, okay.
And I think this got a lot of discussion. It was the Geritol Follies. But somebody said it was already taken.
Oh, well, that is true. Yeah.
Foreskin.
That's two words, right?
Yeah, foreskin.
Yeah, like, foreskin.
Foreskin. Like everybody involved in the Force.
Yeah, yeah.
But I guess the way it sounds, it's all wrong. Yeah, I guess there. Got to be careful how you read that.
You really do, yeah.
This one, I don't know. I personally think a guy was just horsing around with this one. R2 am not. And I think it deteriorated into, I know you are, but what am I?
Yeah, I think I've had that same argument with my wife.
Jedi Knights was one. But then one guy said there was a porn movie called Jedi Knights. So they decided not to go with that.
Yeah. A lot of lightsabers in that.
Yeah. One. Boy, is this near the end? Apparently not. Guardians of a Far, Far Away Galaxy.
Oh, see, I like that.
Yeah.
I like that one.
Yeah. That one never worked.
Yeah, that's surprising.
A couple more here. Chewie and Me.
Chewie and Me.
Never worked. They're too sentimental. Chewie liked that one, too. A Force of Habit.
Oh, that's where the nuns get involved.
Yeah. That was also a porn movie. And the last one, I don't know how they didn't do this one. Darth Dynasty.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Apparently. So that was the memo. I'm lucky enough I got it.
How do you get involved in these memos?
Chris, I said, I'm so connected.
Well, that
it leaked.
Is true.
It
that
leaked.
Is true.
Like sometimes you and I do. The Force Awakens.
What do you think of the title?
We get two thumbs down.
Yeah.
We got Siskel and Ebert over here.
Yeah, yeah.
Two thumbs down on The Force Awakens. I kind of was like Chewie and Me, but Yeah, The Force Awakens, it could have been something
it's
else.
Blah.
Yeah.
Right?
I don't know. I hope the movie isn't blah.
I hope so, too. I hope
All
so,
right.
too.
All right.
All right. Let's. I would normally say let's have a quick musical interlude here after that that little bit, but we have no music, so why don't we go? You know what? I think
I got the music in me.
Oh, that's true. You really
I got the music in me.
Yeah. It's, yeah.
You want to sing MacArthur Park, maybe?
MacArthur Park is melting in the dark.
All right, maybe not. All right.
All the sweet green icy flowing down.
Please make it stop.
All right. I think we should talk about... So last week we talked about, you know, how Marvel had announced all the movies coming up until 2019.
Yeah.
So they talked about Black Panther and Humans.
Very exciting,
and Captain
yeah.
Marvel and all mm-hmm. that. Well, not to be outdone, Warner Brothers has actually announced their titles to be coming out until 2020. Now.
Oh, they one-upped them.
They one-upped them.
Oh, one-upped them.
They got a couple movies beyond 2019.
Uh-huh. So there, Marvel.
So there. So listen. So here we go.
So hold on.
Wait.
Hold on.
Okay.
Let me back this thing
beep,
up a bit.
Beep, beep, beep. 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 Yep.
What you have in your hand, okay, not that hand. what you have in your
in my right hand,
is a list that what's the company called again?
Warner Brothers. DC.
Warner Brothers DC has announced for Warner Brothers DC / movies,
right,
going out the next 6 years.
Right, okay. Six. Yes.
Yeah.
Six.
Five.
Yeah.
Six.
Six. Six.
Yeah. Okay. So this is exciting stuff.
Okay. So hold on. So basically, they are taking a page from the Book of Marvel.
Yes.
And they're doing
a bunch
of...
page 7 from the Book of Marvel. Go forth
and
make movies.
Iron Man begat Black Panther. Yes. Black Panther begat.
Begat.
Yes.
Yeah.
So basically they're doing the same thing where they're going to release a couple movies a year about individual characters and then have like a giant movie with everybody in it.
Giant orgy at
giant
the end.
Giant orgy at the end. So
what do we got, Chris?
We
what
got,
do we got?
So nothing is coming out basically till 2016.
2016.
So we've got Batman versus Superman, The Dawn of Justice.
Which we already knew about.
Right.
Which was already planned and in the works.
Right.
Okay.
Then also in 2016... we're going to have Suicide Squad.
Suicide Squad,
so
which was rumored and almost confirmed and pretty well confirmed.
Now, and it's funny. I was talking to somebody about this the other day because Suicide Squad has been one of those off-again, on-again comics for decades, right?
Yeah.
Like they've tried it. It works for a bit. Doesn't work.
Uh-huh.
And because the premise of that comic is basically they get a ragtag bunch of villains together and they send them out on missions. And they're forced to do it because they're already behind bars. And
it's like Dirty Dozen type
Dirty
thing.
Dozen, yeah.
Yeah, you're going to hang, but
do
we'll
this.
Send you on a mission. You
right.
might survive.
Right.
Yeah.
But the problem with the comic book, it's a different story every month. And the story kind of gets old, right? Because it's the same sort of the same old, same old. However, in a movie form, I think it actually do
a
really
one-off
well.
Type
a
of
one-off
thing. Yeah.
Where, hey, you kind of know the characters are a little
See,
bit already.
See, the thing, that here's what I'm thinking. What the Dirty Dozen did really, really well, what movies today don't do as well, per se, okay? They, Reader's Digest, the beginning part of it, the character development part of it.
Yeah.
Well, you remember the Dirty Dozen. I mean, that first hour and a bit was getting to know how the team formed, each individual person, their vices, their mannerisms, how, you know, the interplay between them. You know, and the mission was kind of anticlimactic at the end.
Right, right.
Whereas
right.
now it seems like, here's the Avengers, and then let's go out and spend 2 hours of fighting aliens
right.
or something like
that.
So on a movie like this where it's, you know, we might lose some of them.
Yep.
You really want to get their story at the beginning
so you
feel for them. And I hope they go this way. Now, for comic book fans... people that want to run out and buy a Suicide Squad comic now, thinking it's a good investment. I could be wrong here, but the first Suicide Squad was in, and I don't remember the issue. It was, I think, it was in a Brave and the Bold, like number 24, or Showcase number 37, or Brave and the Bold number 37. I forget what it was.
Okay.
But the thing is, much like what's the one that Marvel did this summer that was really popular?
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Much like Guardians of the Galaxy, that team, the old Suicide Squad, isn't the Suicide Squad in the movie.
Right.
There was a Suicide Squad, I absolutely forget which issue it was, let's say within the last 10 years,
right,
one of the DC titles kind of redid Suicide Squad with a new team, just like Guardians of the Galaxy,
right,
you know, the Groot and the
yeah,
Rocket Raccoon. This is like a 2018
right. Right, right.
Or 2017. Same thing with Suicide Squad.
So the first version, I Googled it.
Yeah.
First version appeared in the Brave and Bold number 25, which appeared in 1959.
Right, right.
And then the second was in Legends number 3 in 1987.
That's right. That's so, right. And it's the Legends number 3 team that they'll use for the movie. Right.
Yes,
okay.
Yes.
All right.
So very interesting.
Yes.
Especially interesting because they're choosing basically the second of the of these movies. I guess third, if you want to count like the first Superman movie.
Yeah.
But to feature villains, right? Because that's what the Suicide Squad is all about.
Yeah.
It's all about the villains.
But you know what? Guardians of the Galaxy proved that it's you don't necessarily have to have an A-listers to make a great movie.
You're right.
So let's hope DC replicates
that.
Yep,
absolutely. Then in 2017,
2017,
you got Wonder Woman.
Wonder
Woman, you're a Wonder Woman. And then you have Justice League Part 1.
Yeah, that's
the
big
one. 2017.
Yeah. So
that's the
big one. Wait a minute. Did they have dates? Does Wonder Woman come first?
Wonder Woman comes first.
Wonder Woman comes first.
Justice League comes after that.
Right.
I don't know the. I had the dates. I wrote them down. I lost it somewhere. But I wrote down the actual days in order.
Very important date advice.
I know. Yes.
Justice League.
Flash. So Justice League is in 2017.
Uh-huh.
And then we got The Flash in 2018 and Aquaman in 2018.
Hold on. Whoa.
Yeah.
Okay. Wonder Woman movie for sure.
Wonder Woman movie for sure.
Because remember, so this is kind of new to me because this all came out recently. Remember they were trying to line up a Wonder Woman TV show, but
right,
they never went.
Right.
Then they finally got The Flash TV show.
Right.
But now, Wonder Woman and Flash movie.
Right.
Okay.
That's exactly. And what's interesting is that, I won't talk about it here very much, but basically Arrow, which has been doing very well on TV, there's no movie of Arrow yet.
Yeah.
So, anyways.
Yeah.
Here, okay, so Wonder Woman is coming out in June in 2017, and Justice League Part 1 in November of 2017.
Right, okay.
Then we got The Flash is in March in 2018.
Mm-hmm.
Aquaman in July of 2018.
Yeah.
Then
Shazam
in 2019.
Uh-huh.
And Justice League Part 2 in June of 2019.
Right. Okay, then what's out in 2020?
Okay. Then Cyborg.
Cyborg from the New Teen Titans.
From the New Teen Titans is coming out in April. And Green Lantern in June of 2020.
They're giving him another go.
I don't know if they're redoing
it. Is the Green Lantern for DC like Daredevil was for Marvel?
I think so.
Kind of.
Yeah. A strong fan base, but man, just never got a dinner.
It never got a dinner. Yeah. The movie kind of never got a dinner.
Yeah. It says here Green Lantern reboot. And in 2020, Cyborg starring Ray Fisher. I don't know who that is.
Neither do I.
Will be released. And then new standalone Batman and Superman movies are also in the works, but have not been released yet.
Right, right.
So
wow.
So there you go.
This is good stuff.
It's a lot. That's pretty.
Well, you pack in Marvel's agenda in that time period.
Yeah.
You pack in Warner Brothers' agenda in that time period, and then you pack in some independent stuff like properties that Image has that some other studios are going to pick up and stuff. And man,
you're looking at at least four superhero movies a year.
Oh, minimum.
Minimum.
Probably, yeah. Yeah.
Minimum.
Yeah.
Because I think there's a couple of years there for Marvel where there's three.
You know, it's funny you say that. I was four superhero movies a year. I was on that internet. And,
that internet thing?
Yeah, and they had somebody email me a list of the top 10 so far films released in 2014 worldwide.
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we're talking about these films that are coming out right now and the planned and stuff, and you say, four a year. Well, of the top six films released worldwide Four of them were Marvel films.
Really?
Marvel superhero films. Yeah. Guardians of the Galaxy, $770
million.
Wow. X-Men, $746 million. Cap, $714 million. Spidey 2, $708 million. I mean,
it's
ridiculous the amount of money that these films are making.
Yeah.
And, you know, next year... I mean, I would love, and so would you, I'm sure. I would love to see a couple of DC movies.
Absolutely,
in this mix,
yeah, for right? sure. I'd love to see that.
I mean, even Transformers, which was number one, and what's the Maleficent?
Maleficent.
Yeah, okay, Maleficent. That's the one on Walt Disney.
Yeah, Angelina Jolie.
Yeah,
it's basically another telling of the Sleeping Beauty movie.
Right, Transformer and Sleeping Beauty. The top six movies worldwide are all kind of pop culture fantasy type movies.
Yeah, yeah,
right.
Yeah.
There's no, I don't know, brand new sci-fi type movie or anything like that.
Nope.
It's or a new drama or a new Titanic or anything. Well, it's all existing pop culture in film form.
Yep. I thought it was pretty interesting though what you gave me. So we got the top 10 movies released worldwide, where number one was Transformers and then number two was Guardians of the Galaxy. And then you got Maleficent, X-Men Days of Future Past, Captain America Winter Soldier, Spider-Man, Planet of the Apes, How to Train Your Dragon, Godzilla, and Rio.
Mm-hmm.
But then if you look at just the domestic, number one was Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And then number one, Guardians of the Galaxy. Number two, Captain America. Number three, the Lego Movie, which isn't even on the top 10.
That's odd. Right. You're right.
And then number four is Transformers. Because generally, I would have thought that these would have correlated pretty closely. Mm-hmm. And here you have number four in domestic.
I think I could be wrong here, but Transformers as a property is an Asian-based property to begin with.
Right.
So I would imagine Asia, which like China, Japan,
and stuff
would have just hauled in huge for Transformers.
Right.
Because it's an Eastern property to begin with.
Right.
There was maybe more of a connection, a cultural connection to the Transformers premise, maybe.
That's
the way I'm looking at it. And Godzilla, number nine on both thing, but wow, just the numbers. And but what you'll notice and what I'm noticing too is on average I would say the gross for all these movies is about what, a third in North America maybe?
Yes. About that. Yeah, you're right.
And so, you know, part and parcel to comic culture being pervasive worldwide now.
Yeah.
This is a great example of
absolutely
that. It's no longer, you know, North American release is important. It's like North American release is kind of, you know, not as important as the way
look at the
worldwide
release. I honestly had no idea that Transformers had made a worldwide gross of over $1 billion.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
So does that make it like the number one movie of all time now?
No,
or?
I think Titanic.
Titanic. Yeah,
I think that went over $2 billion.
Oh, did it really?
Okay. Or what's the other one with the big robot things? Or Avatar.
Oh, yeah. Right, Avatar.
I think that went over
$2
billion.
For worldwide,
too.
Right. Okay.
But interesting stuff. And I love the fact that DC made that announcement. That's really cool. And, you know, you and I championing the local comic book shop. I mean, you know, this is a call to action to all local comic book shops. Guys, girls, we have 5 years of a lot of money.
Yes.
By billions and billions, really, when you add them all up.
Yeah.
Being invested into the things we sell, you
absolutely,
know.
Yeah.
So get up off your horse, start planning, do something. You know, send emails to other comic shops.
For
hey,
sure.
Let's figure out a way to tap into this.
Absolutely.
And start now.
So I'm just curious. So is there anything on that list that I read you that you think that shouldn't be there?
Cyborg.
Yeah.
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 Too out in left field on its own.
Right.
You know?
Maybe a Teen Titans movie would have been good.
Teen Titans movie would have been better.
Yeah.
Okay. Too left field on its own. I mean, they obviously have plans to maybe, you know, sometimes studios and production houses, they tap into a character that they have to think, hey, you know, we can do more with this one.
Right,
and maybe Cyborg,
they can do more with
him.
But did they not make a Cyborg movie? No, they made a Steel movie.
Right.
Maybe they made Steel with Shaq.
Oh, yeah,
Shaquille
O'Neal. Oh, that was terrible.
Yeah, I know.
Good God. Oh. Even though Shaq was really good in Grown Ups 2.
He was, actually.
He was the best guy in Grown Ups 2.
He was, yeah. Yeah, but Shaq, you know, it's so funny to see Shaq in movies and stuff like that now. Like,
he's got great comic timing.
He does.
He's
yeah,
like
he
really,
does.
I mean, he's good. I mean, Steel was crap.
Steel was like, you know, that was on the heels of the death of Superman and the Steel character and all that. Anyways, ugh, terrible. And I am surprised to see Shazam on the list there. So,
really?
Yeah, and that's the like the original Captain Marvel, right?
Yeah.
Shazam is not a character I think of when I think of, like, you know.
Here's the problem with Shazam.
DC characters.
Here's the problem with Shazam is Superman, they're having a hell of a time forcing Superman down people's throats.
Yeah, I agree.
And Shazam is the Superman that failed, kind of.
But wasn't Shazam more popular than Superman?
But
at
then
one
there
point?
Was some sort of copyright or something.
Yeah,
I forget what it was.
Yeah.
But yeah, Shazam, and then but Superman survived and Shazam died off.
Right.
And then so it's like, aren't they kind of one in the same?
Yeah, kind of
type.
Yeah,
you know,
they're trying to make Shazam more of a what do you call it? Magical kind of character.
Yeah,
you know,
I guess,
with
yeah.
the lightning and.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you
it's
know.
It's like thunder.
What I am surprised about here is I am surprised there's not more of a female contingent here other than Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. I'm surprised there's not, like, a Huntress thing going on
yeah.
here.
Yeah.
You know, or a Catwoman thing
yeah.
or something like
and,
that.
But
right?
you know what, too? And I think DC had a good thing with the Teen Titans because that's a natural kind of tween, like a Hunger Game crowd, right? You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and that
yeah.
crowd is massively huge.
For sure.
Right?
Yep.
Marvel's not really tapping into that. Everybody's an adult.
No,
I mean, they've
no.
tried it with X-Men Days of Future Past,
yeah.
whatever, but not really.
But that
right?
PG crowd,
yeah,
they're not really tapping into
that. But the DC, the new Teen Titans,
yep.
they're all kind of young, you know, upstarts. That, and
yep.
they can play off the, you know, like they did in the comics. They can play off the, oh, you know, the old fuddy-duddy
yeah,
heroes.
Yeah,
and, you
yeah,
know,
yeah.
they're not giving us any, you know,
yeah.
you know, they're not cutting us some slack.
Yep,
they're not
right.
giving us, paying us our due.
Yep.
They, you know, we're on our own, you know, kill everybody over 30, you know.
yeah.
or don't trust anybody over
right,
30.
Right, right.
That kind of thing. They had that whole play there
yes.
with New Teen Titans.
Yes.
And, well, I mean, you see it. Like I said, you see it with Ender's Game,
yep.
Hunger's Games.
Yep.
That crowd is like
it's huge.
Above and beyond massive.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
For
sure. For
sure.
Hey, listen. So just one quick note about Suicide Squad movie.
Yes.
Jared Leto is supposed to be playing the role of the Joker.
Jared Leto.
So Jared Leto. So
I don't know who she
he
is.
He is.
I don't know who he is.
It's a he.
Yeah.
Not only is he one of the band members of 30 Seconds to Mars.
I don't know who that is.
But, well, it's a you know, pop group kind of thing.
Okay.
Rock group. But also he played a transvestite in the movie Dallas Buyers Club, and he won an Oscar for Best Supporting Actor.
Oh.
So apparently he's got some acting chops.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see how he does. Now, it's a big role to fill in. The Joker, right? Like, you mean anybody playing past Heath Ledger has got a big role to fill.
Yeah, see, that's the problem with playing the Joker. You almost don't want to play the Joker.
Yeah.
Because, you know, Jack Nicholson played the Joker, and he kind of, wow, okay, Jack
yeah.
Nicholson played a pretty cool Joker.
Awesome Joker.
And then
yeah.
Ledger blew
took,
away that,
yeah.
took it to another level.
Yeah.
It's almost like I can equate it to I'm a writer of comics, and they give me Batman.
Yeah, yeah,
I
yeah.
poop my pants, man. Like, why you give me Batman? Give me Nightwing. You know, give
yeah.
me Cyborg.
give me
Don't
Steel.
Give me, yeah, give me Steel. Don't give me
yeah.
Batman, because, you know, I gotta live up to Snyder. I got to live up to Miller. I got to
yeah.
live up to, you know, all these, like, just legendary
yeah.
stories
yeah.
and stuff. And how am I going to do it?
Neil Adams.
And,
yeah.
eesh. So,
yeah, no, you're right. But so that's why I thought that was interesting, is that at least they got somebody who was, you know, looks like he's a good actor to play the character. But I wonder, see, here's the other thing I'm wondering
Here's the other
about.
Thing.
Here's the other thing.
Here's the other thing.
Which Joker are they going to use? Because the current Joker in the current DC continuity.
Steve Miller's Joker.
I'm a Joker.
I really love your peaches, wanna shake your tree.
That's not the Joker, is it?
I'm a Joker.
I'm
a
smoker.
Anyways. Whatever.
Are they going to do the Joker that we're currently seeing with like the crazy, you know, face and all like the mask
or the
and
Sal
all that?
Mineo Joker
or the who is I mean I know who Sal Mineo was,
Sid Caesar Who's the guy? Cesar Romero.
Oh,
I knew it was one of those three. Salminio, Sid Caesar. Somehow Cesar Romero came out of that.
Yeah.
That was the bastard child of Sal and Sid.
So who was it again?
What's the guy's name?
Forget it.
Okay.
Cesar Romero. So I'm just saying, you know, because in the current continuity of DC Comics, Joker's really crazy. Right. Whereas, like, you know,
yeah.
like leather face type thing.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Anyways, we're talking too much about this. But you know what we do need to talk about?
What?
Is so do you remember?
Let's talk about it, talk about it, talk about it, talk about it. Boop, 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 boop. Won't you take me to Joker Town? That was terrible.
That was
terrible. That was beyond
terrible. Okay, listen.
Terrible.
You know where you're not going when you go to the Marvel Experience. You are not going to Jokertown.
No.
You know what Marvel Experience is? So
no.
Do you remember a few months ago?
About to find out.
Do you remember a few months ago? They in the UK they had this.
They had this Jolly Old England
Batman Live. Like it was like a Cirque du Soleil thing,
yes,
where they had all these people dressed up in Batman type characters,
yes,
and
yes.
like so Harley Quinn
walking
Joker.
Around like town criers. Hey, yay! All right,
it was like a,
not
like a
that.
Big production. No, it was like
okay.
a big production. Well, apparently Marvel is one upping them, and they're coming up with the Marvel Experience.
See how they're one upping each other.
I know.
DC one-ups Marvel in
yeah,
the movie thing
hey,
one more year. Now Marvel one-ups the DC on this
live
Cirque
shows,
du Soleil
Cirque
thing.
Soleil.
So well, what is Celine Dion involved at all?
I hope not.
No?
I hope not.
Okay.
Unless she's going to play, I don't know, I can't even think of a dud female character.
The Huntress.
Yeah.
So they're doing. So is it like a world's exhibition?
Well,
where
okay,
you go
so
in and different like pavilions.
It says here, yes, that's exactly what it is. It says here, step into hyper reality.
Hyper reality,
and it says now you can. It's your turn to save the world. You can now join forces with Marvel's mightiest heroes on a mission to save the planet. As S.H.I.E.L.D.'s newest recruit, you'll swing with Spider-Man, smash with the Hulk, and fly with Iron
Man. Oh, so you get recruited by S.H.I.E.L.D.?
Apparently.
That is
apparently.
Cool. Yeah.
Your adventure will take you through seven colossal domes as you train for a climactic battle against Hydra and its army of evil adaptors.
So you get to climax at the end?
Apparently.
Nice.
And I love it already.
Yeah.
Along the way, you'll experience the world's only 360-degree 3D stereoscopic theater and a state-of-the-art 4D motion ride.
Oh, those motion rides.
I love motion rides.
Yeah.
Climax at the end,
motion rides.
I'm in.
Nice.
I'm in.
Nice.
So listen.
Wow.
So this is a tour that's being set up, by obviously by Marvel. But as of right now, there's only
four. You have to bring your own lubricants. because there'd be a lot of people.
A lot of chafing.
It's a lot of, and you have to just kind of, because some tight quarters.
Absolutely, yeah.
So, hold on.
Hold on.
Okay. So, I got a few questions I got to ask.
Okay.
Okay, so, when you pay, you pay one fee and you go into all seven?
As far as I know, yes.
And do you have to go into them in a certain order? Like, is there a certain
I would think
role-playing
so. I
thing?
I
like,
don't.
All right, recruits in Dome A. And then you go and you get strip searched, and then you get cavity searched. Then you go, all right, you're clear.
Okay.
And you get that buzz cut, like, because you're just a S.H.I.E.L.D. recruit.
Yeah.
Right?
I don't know.
You get a dog tag, you know, and they shove you out with some new clothes.
Imagine if everybody came out with haircuts.
And wow. That was certainly provocative.
You asked for reality.
Yeah. Wow, I feel violated. Hey, listen, pal, it's part of the ride. Just relax, will you?
Okay, well, hold on.
So hold on. This is kind of cool. I'm liking this so far.
I like it.
I'm liking my version of it, I think, more
with or without lube.
With or without lube. Right. So then, because you'd have to, right? Like, why would you go into the climax dome first? Right?
Absolutely, yeah.
You wouldn't go to the climax,
though,
for
it. Thing to go through, yes.
You got
to
do that kind of prep.
Absolutely.
Dome, right?
You have to training. There's training.
Yeah.
You got to start out slow.
Slow
and
methodical.
And methodical. And
yeah.
Rhythmic.
Probably,
rhythmic.
Know, a bolero playing in the background. So that's cool. Yeah. But hold on.
Okay. I'm holding.
Because this is...
thinking about Bolero, I'm holding.
Yeah. So this is... Because this is kind of really neat.
Okay.
Now, I would imagine that this costs... This isn't like... You know when you're driving down Mohawk Road?
Okay,
and,
yeah,
you know, out in the parking lot of Target?
Yep.
In
yep.
the fall or in the summer, there's that little carnival?
Right, yeah.
Where,
put on my Conklin?
Yeah, or over the weekend, the guys put it up.
Yeah.
And before they have to pay the money to the city, yeah, they're gone in the middle of the night. You know what I mean?
Yes,
those guys?
Yes, yes. I don't think this is going to be anything like that.
Yeah, but my point is just the setup is going to be stupid massive.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And so how long are they going to be? Like, where are they going to, like, you know. Yeah.
Okay, so just hold on.
Like,
hold
do they got 15 of them at once?
Beep, beep,
or,
beep,
I'm so excited,
beep.
Chris.
I know. I can
better,
tell.
Like, so I'm heading toward the climax booth.
You're going to the climax dome too soon here.
Right now.
Okay, so there's going to be, it's right now it's slated to be in only in four cities in United States. Okay, so it's nowhere near us. It's going to be in Scottsdale, Arizona from December the 12th to January the 3rd.
Okay.
Then it's going to be in Dallas from January the 9th.
Okay, so they're moving the thing.
Yes. Right.
Okay, I got it.
Dallas, well, kind of, but not really. Dallas, January the 9th to February the 1st.
Uh-huh.
And then Del Mar, California in February the 7th to the February the 22nd. And then San Francisco from the 27th to the 22nd.
Yeah, they need about 5 days to move it. In between, this is 5 days.
They're staying in California for the last two tours. There's only four tours. And for
okay,
two
but
of them
my
are
point
Cali-
is yeah. California's
yeah,
like,
yeah.
got more people than Canada in it. So they're
yeah,
moving
yeah,
to different,
yeah, okay, fair enough,
different
yeah.
Geographical areas.
Yes, yes.
So basically they're taking all the thing. It takes about 4 or 5 days to set up by the sounds of it.
Right.
And obviously they're banking on tourism. You know,
yes.
people flying in
yes.
for it, right?
I would think so. I would think so.
I mean,
now,
obviously they're going to tap into the local market, but also schmoes like me and you.
Would if yeah.
Because
yeah,
I hear, I mean, I know Jamie, the CFMU director.
Yes.
Listens to the show.
He does.
I'm pretty sure he's going to foot the bill and send you and me Cub Scout reporters.
I think here, that's what he's going to do.
Here we are, Chris,
yeah.
in front of the Climax Dome. So you brought your rubbers, Chris. That's good news.
Yeah, well, you need to.
All right, we're going to go in and find out what's going on.
Okay.
You know, that'd be a cool news thing.
I
you and I can
yeah,
go down there and really probe and get to the bottom of things.
Absolutely. I think Jamie needs to send us. I mean,
he does.
I hear he has a very large expense account.
He does.
In which he can,
yes.
you know, just send guys like us to these things.
Good.
So.
Done.
It's going to cost around $40.
Peanuts, Jamie.
Yeah, so it's but then there's gonna be like VIP tickets and all.
That's the ones
stuff.
We want.
The VIP. No. So Jamie, we want the VIP ones.
We want the backdoor pass.
Yeah. Okay. Well, hold on. So the
I meant backstage.
The pass. The level 9 operative VIP package starts at $179 a person.
Mm-hmm.
So
wow.
So hey, you know what? That's peanuts for guys like us.
Yeah. Tell me about it.
We're helping CFMU.
Is there a level 10?
No,
that's
it.
The one. Yeah, ours goes to 11.
It goes to 11.
Yes.
No, there. Okay, so there's child tickets, adult tickets, and then Shield special operative tickets, mm-hmm. which are $99, and then level 9 operative tickets,
wow.
which were $180.
Right. That's
so,
multiple trips to the dome.
Yeah. Well, you know what? That's what happens. It's gonna. If you want to play, you got to pay.
Yes, indeed. Sounds great. That sounds like a pretty cool idea.
Yeah.
I kind of like that. I think what I think Marvel like to do most things. I think they'll do that better than what DC did
I
with that
so.
Traveling circus.
I think so. Yeah.
Like, you know.
Yeah.
So
I hope it comes to Toronto, or at least
yeah.
to Buffalo.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. I think though it's a test run. Mm-hmm. The thing though is. If it's really successful,
right,
they're going to invest and make two of them.
But this sounds like it's going to cost a fortune to move around.
Yeah. I mean, but you know what, though? The good news is if it does well, because all those – they're basically winter and early spring dates that you've
right,
told me
right.
in geographical climes that are hot.
Right. Yeah.
So that works well.
Right.
Guess what? June, Chicago. July,
yeah,
New York.
Yeah, yeah.
August, maybe Toronto.
Yeah,
who knows?
Yeah,
right
yeah.
now, that's what we're hoping for.
Yeah.
Anyway.
That would be very smart.
Right. We'll keep you posted here on 93.3 CFMU, proud sponsor of Chris and I heading down to one of these things.
Hey, we are broadcast on Hamilton's award-winning radio station.
In large part to the job that you and I do.
Absolutely, yes. We bring the show to another level.
Certainly do.
What level that is.
Yes. Okay, Chris, what else are we going to talk about today? That we should have a musical interlude right now.
Nice. There we go. That is a good musical interlude. Do you want to talk about the top 300 comics in October?
You know, we should talk about
it.
Why would we talk about that? I mean, this is
Screw October.
Screw October.
You know what we got to talk about?
November. Movember.
Well, we should probably talk
about
that.
That is a nice looking. Not sure what that is.
I got some dirt on my lip. Listen, a good friend of mine. Some friends have been asking me what to get.
Hold on. First, you said a good friend, and now you said something.
Okay, so I don't
get your story straight.
It was a friend, a friend of a friend, but they're both my friends.
I heard it from a friend who.
I don't even know.
Heard
that song.
It from a friend who.
So anyways,
heard it from another. You've been messing around.
You done?
No.
Okay. Listen. So a friend of a friend wants to know. Basically, what can they get kids as far as graphic novels?
Okay,
go
I see.
For Christmas?
So this guy doesn't know anything,
doesn't know...
he comes to me looking for advices.
That's right. Not vices, advice.
Advices.
Advice.
Advice.
Yes.
All right. I guess I can do that for him.
Okay. So he wants to know. Like, let's say the kid is like a you know.
How old is he? Two.
Let's say no. Let's say like eight.
Eight.
Right.
Ah, oh, perfect age.
Or six, leaving.
Now,
six,
hold
eight,
on. I gotta ask this. Is he eight that thinks Santa Claus is still around? Or is he eight that's told there's no Santa Claus?
Let's say no Santa.
No Santa?
Well, I don't know. Sure, let's say.
Well, that's no fun.
Okay, then there's
I
Santa.
Want you to change that to tell me that there's
okay, Santa loves Santa, believes in him,
okay,
and the Easter Bunny.
All right. Okay, so and these people want to support their local comic book shop.
Well, they would like to, if you give them good advices.
Good advices.
So what kind of a comic can you get for an eight-year-old boy who likes graphic novels? Maybe hasn't read a lot of stuff before, but is there anything – first of all, is there anything different? Do you get them the same old Batman, Superman-type adventure stuff, or do you go ahead with Archie? Do you get Bone, perhaps?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that's a great age, and I think we all have to think about this in our industry and stuff like that. These are the people that we want to
right.
fall in love with comics.
Right. right.
I mean, you and I were roughly that age when we fell in
yep,
love with
absolutely.
Comics, right?
Yep, yep, yep.
If you start enjoying the sequential art at that age, it is a joy for the rest of your life.
That's right, yes.
So first thing you have to do as a person giving a gift to a kid like this is to have the mindset that you are giving them a gift for life.
Right.
Right? It's not like, oh, what do I got to buy? Like, think it through and say, hey, you know what? This medium, this art form,
yeah.
this literary form
yeah.
is such a beautiful thing. If I introduce them in the right way, they have, you know, the next 80 years of enjoyment for this
right.
for this thing.
Yeah.
So let's first approach it like that.
Right. Okay. Okay? Good. That's very good advice. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, so then we're going to get them – I would say you'd have to get them a smorgasbord.
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 Yes, a smorgasbord of material.
Smorgasbord.
Yo, guys. That was terrible. I can't believe we're sitting through this.
Anyways.
So... yeah, I would get him a smorgasbord of stuff in terms of so get an amulet, get a bone, get
what was the first one you said?
Amulet.
What's amulet?
It's a great kind of series.
Okay, all right.
Young kids that are reading at that age.
Okay, so
amulet, bone for
yep.
sure. Because what you also don't want to do, and with amulet and bone, you are showing them that storytelling is universal.
Right.
That storytelling is the beauty is in the storytelling, and you're letting them know that it's not just Batman.
Right. Okay.
For the rest
fair.
Of your
yep.
life.
Yep.
Right.
Yep. That's
so it's beautiful to love sequential art and not be addicted to superheroes.
Right.
To
right.
have superheroes in that stable of things that you enjoy.
Yes.
But to also have
be interested in other things.
Other things.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But also get then, you know, I mean, I think you have to get them that Spider-Man Batman, right. You know, the absolute classics.
And I would say get them, you know, Star Wars Galaxy type
Star
stuff.
Wars Galaxy, yeah. I mean, like, I think you'd have to kind of ask the kid. Yeah. I mean, you don't necessarily have to ask the kid, just what the kid plays with.
Yeah,
you know,
do they like Star Wars? Do they like, you know?
Exactly. Yeah. So, but I think the key, though, there is a smorgasbord.
Yeah, I agree.
So, Star Wars.
Yep.
Amulet, Bone.
Bone, yeah. Batman.
Batman, Spider-Man.
Yep.
You know,
I think that's good.
And, when you enter your local comic book shop, you are talking to experts, you hope.
Yep.
And most of us are.
Yep.
So you ask them, say, hey, this kid is 9. This is a girl. This kid is 8. This is a boy.
Yeah.
Help me.
Any comic book store worth their salt will have a great selection of graphic novels that they can gear towards the right age for whoever they're buying.
Not only will they have a great selection of graphic novels, they'll have a staff that will help an unsure buyer.
Right.
And direct them to the appropriate age, appropriate material.
Right. And you know what? I'm going to put it out there. This is where comic book stores excel as opposed to your big box bookstores.
Exactly. Absolutely right. Absolutely right. And then, I mean, to help, and this one is to help the local comic book shop's bottom line out, but add something. Add a tangible. Add a cool little bobblehead. Add a little plushie, maybe. Add something of that hero or something like that. Add. Yeah, I know you just got up $72 for 6 graphic novels, but
you're
come on, you cheap whatever. Add another 20 for a couple of cool little toys.
Goodness.
You know, the vinyl pops and stuff. Uh-huh, so when the kid is reading it, they can have little Spider-Man bobbling.
Do you want to talk about anything else that's in your store?
Chris, just relax for a second. I'm not done my spiel. So like what I do, is I line up my little Spider-Man.
Okay.
And my little Luke Cage.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and my...
Is that what you call it?
Yeah, and my big Wonder Woman.
Okay.
I let them read with me.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, so nice. I kind of point them in the same direction and stuff.
Right,
so,
okay.
And that's a way that I share my reading with my little friends.
I like that.
And that's what you have to do with kids.
Okay, stuff. I like that. That's good.
So,
that's
and
good
that
idea.
Way,
yeah.
You're ensuring your child's happiness for the rest of their lives.
Right.
But more importantly, you're ensuring some profits for your local comic book shop. I mean, as
a
collateral benefit, your local comic book shop does well. No, but listen, you're going to go out.
I understand what you're saying.
You're going to go out. You're going to spend some Christmas money.
Right.
I mean, the gift of literacy is the greatest gift.
Right.
But like I said, I'm going to reinforce it. It's not just the gift of literacy. You're helping the kid learn to read,
right,
and understand and interpret and contemplate and all those things.
Yep.
But you are hopefully instilling with them a love of an art form that will pay them dividends for the rest of their lives.
It's a great point. It's a great point. I completely agree with what you're saying.
Yes.
All right, listen.
So, can I give them my address now?
No.
Chris, come on.
We're not here. We're here to support the local
comic book
store,
shop. Not,
not your
my
comic
local
book
comic
store.
Book shop. Google me.
Nobody likes to Google you.
Yeah.
Listen, we're all running out. We have run out of time.
We're all running out of time.
We have run out of time.
Now, hey, it is Movember.
Yes.
So we at Comic Culture encourage everybody to grow a mustache.
Yes.
Girls, don't be excluded. Go out there and give it your best shot, and head into your local comic book shop. Show it off.
Yep. Yep.
And be proud and support the month of Movember and all the great causes that it goes towards.
Perfect.
Chris, I think next week Shecky is back.
Yes, yes.
So it's back to full production value.
Yep, that's right.
And I'm looking forward to it.
Me too. All right. Listen, that is all the time we have for today.
Comic Culture is not been produced by Shecky because he abandoned us. But it's engineered by Chris Owen, and we're at comicbookdaily.com. For comments, please scroll on the comments field at the bottom of the post and add your comments. And listen to us at, what station are we on?
Get the Point Radio.
And 93.3 CFMU.
Oh, right.
Boy, we're really rambling. Have yourself a great week. Go out and support your local comic book
shop. Have yourself a great day.